Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we are doing page Nun. We are in Simin Ayin Reish Beis, and we are up to Seif Beis. So again, this is the Simin about which wines are viable to use for Kiddush, and which wines are not viable to use for Kiddush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yayin Mikito, if you take wine straight out of the wine press, Mekachin Lav, you could say Kiddush on it, even though obviously it didn't have time to ferment and to develop any sort of alcohol content. V'sochir ad meshkel shel nav m'romer lav Kiddush Hayom. That's a direct quote from a Gemara, that a person could squeeze out a cluster of grapes, and right away you could say Kiddush on it, meaning freshly squeezed grape juice, no problem saying Kiddush on it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nehe Yayin Mikito Mikol Makom Mitzvah Min Amuvchar B'Yayin Yashan. It's better certainly to use Yayin Yashan, to use old wine, and not to use Yayin Mikito, freshly squeezed wine straight out of the wine press. Vayinu K'shekvar Ovar L'Avarim Yom. Old wine means that it's already been 40 days since it's been squeezed. V'Sochid Adam B'Zeh Min Rabusa Tvei. Now this second line is an even greater chiddush, that afshu chadash l'gamri, even though it's mamish brand new, shezemi karav shesachat, you just now squeezed the grapes, kodem haShabbos, right before Shabbos, afilu achi mutar l'kaddish lev, you're still allowed to say kiddush on it. In the Dir Shovir, he points out, but you do have to strain out the chatzanim and the zagim, the peels and the pits and whatever else, because if you don't strain it out, then it doesn't have a din yayin at all. That's what they quote from Rav Eliyashiv. And the Shulchan Aruch says this way in as far as a guy touching wine, that it's not called wine. If a guy touches the wine that still has all the chatzanim and the zagim, he doesn't aser the yayin. It only asers the yayin once it's been strained of any thicker substances. So therefore, for this halakha, so we say that lakula. So certainly lechumra, we're going to say it that you're only allowed to use it for kiddush once it's been strained of any of the flesh and of the peels and anything else, and the seeds or whatever else might be part of the grape. But I remember Rav Shechter passing this once. We were in the OU office, I think I mentioned this one in the recent shiurim, that someone called up and said that they were stuck for Shabbos, they were in the middle of nowhere, and they couldn't find any wine or grape juice, or they had only one cup and they weren't sure what to do. So he said, go to the local supermarket, buy a bunch of grapes, and squeeze them. You still have a few hours till Shabbos, just squeeze the grapes, and you can use that. That's a Beferish Halach in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Seif Gimel, Mekachin al Yayin Shebefich Achavis Av Pishyesh Bokamachin. You're allowed to make Kiddush on the wine that's at the top of the barrel, even though it has those white spots in it. And the Ramah says, V'yesh Osun L'Kaddish Olav El Yisal Nutchil L'Avir HaKamachin. That some say that it's also to say Kiddush with it, unless you strain out those white spots. V'al Yayin Shebeshule Achavis, and the wine that's at the bottom of the barrel, Avl Pishyesh Boshmarim, even though it has sediment, V'al Yayin Shachar, and black wine, V'al Yayin Matok, and sweet wine, V'al Yayin or wine that smells like vinegar but still tastes like wine, you're still allowed to say Kiddush on all of these things. But it's not ideal. None of these are ideal. It's always best to use a high quality, fine wine to say Kiddush on. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Zayin, Kamachin, Hainu Nekudos Levanos. Kamachin means these little white dots. Avlim Yeshlov Krum Lavan, Ein Mekachin Lav. If the whole surface is white, then for sure you shouldn't say Kiddush on. But once you remove that surface of white, then you don't have to be machmir. Matok midasasim mashma benshin espasho and of mechame yoser midai. Why did the wine get sweet? So it sounds like that whether that happened because the grapes became overripened in the sun. Vaydezayayin matok ma'od, and that caused the wine. What do they call it? Late harvest, right? So caused the wine to be very, very sweet. Ubenshayayin matok ma'od machse peros atzman, or maybe just the peros, a very sweet peros. Shayayin azeh who garua apostle in the Sachim. Such wine is considered to be not such good wine, and therefore it's possible in the Sachim. So you want to use a dessert wine for Kiddush, you're allowed to, but it's not ideal because it's not considered to be the best wine. The mitzvah is to use, the ideal thing to do is to use a Yayin Tov. Even though l'chadchila you're allowed to use all these other wines, the sweet wines and all these other things, mitzvah min amuvchar liver Yayin Tov. The mitzvah min amuvchar is to choose a good wine. Valkain tov shelo yikach mistam yain shebemartiv l'kiddush at shir mitchila emeinu mekulkal. Therefore, it's probably a good idea to make sure that the wine is not messed up. That the wine is actually is actually a good wine to make sure that it's not spoiled in any way or anything anything like that. So says the Shulchan Aruch now, Si'iv Dalid. Mekachin al Yayin Lavan. You could even say Kiddush on white wine, but the Ramban posel the Kiddush afilu b'dieved. The Ramban says, not only should you not, it would be possible b'dieved to say Kiddush on white wine, aval mavdilin alav, but you could certainly say Havdalah on white wine, u'minuk olam k'sfar rishonim. The minuk olam is that you're even allowed to say Kiddush on white wine, but it should be noted that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shitas Ramban also, that that it would be possible even b'dieved. So says the Mishra Berurah Sivkat Nir, al yayin lavan, ul'kuli alma mitzvah l'chalchilu l'chazar achi yayin adam. Certainly, it's better to have red wine for Kiddush. Eldim ein lo adom o she'enu meshubach. But if you don't have red wine, or the red wine you have is lousy wine, svir le l'dayazu, so this opinion holds, demutu l'chadchila l'kadish alavan, that you're allowed l'chadchila to be m'kadish alavan. I always wondered what a rosé is. Right? Is a rosé a red wine, or is a rosé a white wine? I know there are darker rosés, lighter rosés. I'm never sure, like, if it's appropriate to say Kiddush, right? What if you have a red wine that's mavushal and a rosé that's not mavushal? What's better to use for Kiddush? I don't know. Okay. Avam mavdilin alav, sivkatan yir alif, imhu chamar medina sham. You could say Avdallah on it if it happens to be, white wine happens to be a chamar medina, shakal sholsin also, because everyone drinks it. Vatam delo garami shechar, because why should white wine be any worse than beer? We paskin, you're allowed to say Avdallah on beer because it's chamar medina. And for the same reason, you could for sure use white wine for Shabbos day Kiddush, because the minig is to be makel to use Chamar Medina at Shabbos day Kiddush. So for sure you could use white wine at Shabbos day Kiddush, so that there's no doubt. Kesvara Rishona, that we paskin that white wine is kosher for Kiddush, not like the Ramban. But the Ali Rabbi says, if it's really white, we should probably be machmir for the Ramban and not use it. Unless it's a real shasat chak where you don't have any red wine. Now, Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Shulchan Shlomo says, you know, you probably know that trick from the Seder, that you're supposed to use red wine at the Seder because yayin ki is adam or whatever. So so people pour a little bit of red into their white wine. So he says that doesn't work over here because it's not considered to be red wine when in terms of the quality of the wine, meaning when all you're looking for is that it should look like dam or whatever, that it should look okay. So then you've accomplished something. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo, and they quote the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who agrees, says that does not help when it comes to Kiddush. So to summarize what we learned tonight, number one, we said you can make Kiddush on freshly squeezed grape juice. Number two, we said that even though subpar wines, like from the top of the barrel or the bottom of the barrel, or sweet wine or wine that smells like vinegar, are okay for Kiddush, it's proper to use really good wine. And number three, while it's certainly not preferred, there is a machlokas whether you can say Kiddush on white wine, but you're definitely allowed to say Havdalah and daytime Kiddush with white wine, because for those things you're even allowed to use Chamar Medina. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up in Siman Ayin Reish Beis, Si'if Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening.